Random House Audio presents Don't Know Much About the Bible. Everything You Need to Know About the Good Book, but Never Learned. By Kenneth C. Davis. Read for you by Arthur Morey. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Ira Gershwin, It Ain't Necessarily So, 1935. One of the reasons why religion seems irrelevant today is that many of us no longer have the sense that we are surrounded by the unseen. Karen Armstrong, A History of God.
Hi, this is Ken Davis, author of Don't Know Much About the Bible. When I was in the sixth grade, a building was going up across the street from my school. Like most 10 or 11-year-old boys, I preferred watching bulldozers in action and concrete being poured to whatever was being written on the blackboard. I spent a lot of sixth grade gazing out the window. I don't think I learned anything that year. The red brick structure I watched rising with such absorbed fascination was a church. Unlike the soaring Gothic cathedrals of Europe or the formidable fortress-like stone church my family attended, this was not a typical church. It was being built in the shape of a mighty boat. Presumably, it was Noah's Ark. Most of us have a mental picture of Noah's Ark, and we all think it looks like a cute tugboat with a little house on top. Except that Noah's Ark didn't look anything like that. You can look it up yourself. Right there in Genesis, you'll find God.